What your work seems to teach, at least what it seems to say to me, is that we don't only think with our heads, but in all sorts of ways, intuitively, with our bodies, in images, with objects and with substances. Also that art isn't separate, but intersects with every aspect of our lives, dreams, sexuality, politics, science, philosophy.
Ja, das ist quite true. So, my work tries to stress the necessity to speak about humankind's spirit generally. And so my art is also related not only to the spirits of art, so-called artists, it is related to everybody's spirit. And on this way, it has to deal with everybody's creativity and ability. So it is directly to related to the working places of the people, and it has a lot to do with the psychological condition of humankind's labor in our modern civilization, in the different system, be it the private capitalistic system or be it the communistic state-centralized capitalistic system, to overcome alienation firstly on all the working places, and then to come to a real knowledge about the reality of their spirit, of their spiritual life, which deals in fact much more than only with the brain, than only with thinking with one part of the brain. It deals with intuition, it deals with higher form of insight, it deals with higher form of what one calls rationalism. So intuition and inspiration and imagination are higher forms of rationalism. But this isn't true within science, where science is related to material resources, analyzing material resources in nature and powers, and it deals only with the material side of the world, while the world of the anthropological being, the anthropos, the human being, is much more the carrier of the reality, is confronted with the material condition on Earth. But because he is confronted not only with the material condition on Earth, he is also dealing with his own spirit and the spirit of the cosmic realities, he is much wider than declared under materialistic philosophical systems, now running especially under the ideology of so-called exact natural sciences.
You talk about your work in relation to this higher reality. What kind of criteria of truth do you see your work is relating to? Is it a completely different criteria of truth than that of science? And does it in some way incorporate values in a way that science doesn't?
It's the same truth. It is nothing else than the aim for truth within humankind's life and work and history. I suppose that always the question for truth was the main question in humankind's history, and it was also the question within the natural science. It was also the question within the technological revolution. But the scope or the wideness of this truth was sometimes very much restricted to kind of one-sidedness. So my understanding of truth is not another understanding of truth than the understanding of so-called naturalists or scientists or physicists or even computer scientists or whatever. It is only the try to widen the understanding of their scientific concept and so to widen the concept of truth. But it is the same truth. It is only the aim to find the truth of what is the reality. What they call the reality is only one part of the reality. Now, I speak of the anthropological side of the condition of humankind's labor in this field of exploring and exploiting the nature to come to special goods. Now, everybody knows already that the production of physical goods is very often nothing else than the run for money power or for state power in the social order. So a lot of people are already speaking about the necessity to change the social order radically and to overcome this one-sidedness of truth. So I stay strictly by the idea of truth. So it is a normal truth. it is my truth is not another truth. It's only the try to widen the understanding of the concept of truth.
It seems to me that scientific truth is to do with the separation of man and the world, the observer and the observed, and what your work seems to be doing is to be trying to stress a unity of man in the world. It seems to me that that is the force of, for me, of your actions and also of the drawings.
It is exactly this, to find the unity, while the other technique to work in the field of separated declaration, to deal only with the dead side of nature, let's say with minerals or with chemistry or with electricity, is only one sector of the unity. But the human being plays no role in this kind of technique of researching and analyzing and exploiting such nature powers. And since it was so one-sided, therefore we have the ecological problem. Therefore we have produced a dilemma which is able to kill the planet, you see. Therefore, out of a necessity, we have to come to a wider understanding and to a new declaration of the unit, of the being united with everything, that the human being is a representative of terrestrial and cosmic interrelationships.
Perhaps you could say something about the way in which the manner you make your drawings relates to this concept. I wonder how they come about and how this relates to the sense of unity.
I try to go deeper into the principles of life, you see. And this is therefore appearing on my drawings, or at least the try to show the driving powers, or the powers which are unknown, or which are shifted aside, while modern civilization is mostly interested in practical exploitation of some goods, and did neglect the necessities building up a knowledge and a consciousness for the human beings. So this kind of what I call anthropological art tries to go in touch by initiation practices like meditation and concentration techniques to come very near to the driving powers, where the forms are not already there. Before, I am working with things which lying behind or before a form appears in its physical form. So this is my, my style, to come in touch with the driving powers, which are completely unknown. And for this I use some techniques which seem to have some similarity with very old initiation forms like they were during very early history in a very primordial system where the figure of the shaman was a responsibility of the social order and the responsibility for himself at the same time. So the shaman was a representative which has to deal with the united idea of truth. When it was in a very early stage, it has a real other radical other condition than what we have to find now. So it is not a hint to go back to this point of cliff dwellers, to the time of Stone Age time, but it is showing the idea of unity, that we have to find a wider unity and a better unity for the future society, for the molding of the future social order. That's what I am trying to initiate or to stimulate.
Do you think there are dangers in the role of the shaman, that it's possible that dangerous forces might be unleashed?
Not for me. Well, I feel very often that dangerous forms are unleashed in using religious systems which are in fact not very modern. For instance, so-called Indian yoga techniques or some things which are in use with Bhagwan and all those very often sectarian techniques which are not applied to a modern consciousness of humankind living in a highly developed technological world. This, in fact, could lead to some dangers because it is related to another sort of consciousness. It was developed, for instance, in India, for a kind of consciousness in 2,000 years before our times. So, and the truth for all this kind of philosophy is true only 2,000 years ago. While I'm looking for a kind of technique and for a kind of truth which reckons with the development of humankind's consciousness after having made technological evolution and having trained his intellect to such high-developed forms that we can fly to the moon or can go to the planets even. By our intelligence, by our analytic intelligence too. So I see not the danger in this system where I'm speaking about, which is my technique. I'm speaking about some dangers which are appearing in our society in going back to older cultures and to find peace or find consolation in a kind of world of a religious system which seemingly, for me only, tries to fulfill some needs of young people or older people or whatever. This is for me the wrong way to overcome the alienation, and therefore I see the dangers coming from this side.
I'd like to ask a question now about your relationship with other contemporary German art. Obviously it was you, the force of your work and personality, which broke the ice. What effect do you think you have had on other German artists, particularly in creating the possibility of dealing with certain subjects, aspects of German history, which were taboo? It seems to me that you deal with this area of history obliquely, homeopathically, through myth, through the associations of certain materials and certain images, rather than dealing with it directly, but it is always there. What is your relationship now to your war experience and other German art which tries to deal with that period?
Yes. At first, I don't see very clearly that a lot of German artists are dealing. Yes, sure, it is true. Some are really working with the experience from the war or what they heard from war. Most of them did not even live when the war was. But I think that's true. I think it has a lot to do with this question. If you see, if there is some principal social trauma or dilemma in the world, and this trauma was obviously most brutal and most extremely in Germany, I think it has to do with the idea of truth to research in the sources of such dilemmas. So to go in contact with what one calls demonology and all those things, they have, I see, a lot to do with what I call the tendency in humankind's consciousness to come to an anthropological art, to come to an analysis of, let's speak again, of truth. So this is therapy on a wound, you know, which leads the people to such scenes very often, you know, because everything has to be after psychological concept, which has to be much better than the Freudian technique of underconsciousness evaluation by underconscious psychological analysis. It has to come to a wider concept. It has even to overcome the Freudian aspect, like it has to overcome the Marxistic aspects and all those things. And either conscious or more unconscious, people is involved with this with theme. I see it within my students too, that they are highly concentrated on to find a solution for this question which threatens the world. it did not only threaten Germany, then in this terrible last world war, it threatens the world still in the different parts of the planet.
Do you feel that your fame internationally has in any way the danger of leading to a cult of personality which might divert people away from the work to you and your image?
Yeah, sure, that is now the problem of our civilization. Everybody is making some things and is a little bit outstanding out of the normal repressions in between the big quantity of laborers which are working under alienation and have had the possibilities to come to a little bit outstanding position in life. Then they immediately become a kind of star. That's true. That's our whole press and information system, the advertising system in all our so-called media. It's unavoidable. So, but not only the artist is under this threatening situation. Also, politicians are, see, so, but even terrorists are, you see. Every little bit outstanding, sensational appearance is mediated by information means. And if you are doing such things you are doing now, you are even cooperating with such trends. You can only balance it out in making the sense clearer and showing that it might be necessary in our culture to use this media possibility to make the things clearer, that it is not my aim to become a star, that it is principally in use all over the world, wherever some outstanding things appear, be it positive or negative, to fill the pages of the press or to fill the programs of the television. They are searching for outstanding things. You see, that is the inner necessity of our society. There's also the fact with socialists, with radicalists, with politicians, with especially with them who are destroying this kind of system where star cult is still in action, like me. I'm working for a system where star cult is not more the driving thing, where the whole media is under self-administration and free from any private money influence, or at all free from profit and money sinking within the medias. But as long as we have this economical system, we have also the star cult, you see, for everybody. Especially for them who are radically against star cults.
So do you think it is you who are using the system rather than the system who is using you?
I think I use the system and the system uses me too, sure, that's true. So there's only the question how this machinery, how the one uses the other, how the machinery runs and which direction it goes. And I think it is possible to drive the machinery into a direction where the future necessities of nature and humankind can be solved. And I think visibly and not so far in the future, soon. That's what I think. I think all the people who are driving and this systems, not only me, there are thousands, let's say even millions of people who are thinking in this direction, will give the system this, how one position uses the other, a kind of drift into a direction where the problems can be solved. That's what I think. Because the innovation has always to be a little bit heavier, a little bit more argument. So it gives the machinery a kind of drift which goes into this direction.
So while you are dealing with the darker aspects of man and society, your philosophy still seems to be very optimistic.
It looks very optimistic because there is a possibility open. But one shouldn't mix the thing of seeing a possibility, what I do, I see a possibility for humankind, with the idea of seeing the things optimistically. I try, and this is one of my most trained technique, to go completely free from optimistic and pessimistic views. So as more as I get rid from sympathy and antipathy or optimistic and pessimistic views, as more I see positions where I can work in, where I can change something. So this is the idea of freedom for me, to get rid of all this emotions, since optimistic feelings and pessimistic feelings is emotion. I try to solve the problems from the power of thinking.